wonder how we all see Good Friday, what it means to each of us. I looked at my faith in Jesus and I realised that Jesus' birth in a smelly stable as a human child is awesome. His resurrection is a miracle that it's hard to grasp, but it gives us such a blessed new life of eternity with him. But neither of these events would mean anything if it was not for Jesus dying on that cross on that Good Friday. Today is most important because if Jesus had not died and had not gained the victory, then he would not have been raised to life. And where would our faith have been then? It puzzles me, really, how some Christians can go from worshipping on Palm Sunday in praise and glory and happiness and joy, and they can come back the next week on Easter Sunday, praise, happiness and joy at Jesus' resurrection. But what they're missing is the focal point, which is Good Friday. That brings meaning to everything in the Christian faith. This is the day when Jesus paid the price for our sins. No system of animal sacrifices, such as the Jews performed, would be necessary anymore. He took all the punishment on our behalf, and his shoulders carried the burden of the sin and the shame, the sins of the whole world, the grace of God for all who will receive it. The account of this momentous event is found in all four Gospels and it's well documented in history books. How can people doubt that it's true? So this morning I'd just like to very briefly, and I say very briefly, otherwise we could be here all day, to look at a few of the verses in Scripture because there is so much, but we want to just focus today. And the first one is from Matthew's Gospel. And it says, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? These words show that Jesus was not just a man, as many thought, but it also shows that he's his divinity. And had God really gone away from his son? This is how the people watching at the cross would understand his words. This was the moment when all the sin Jesus was carrying came between him and his Father. I think this was the only time in Jesus' life that his relationship with God seemed to be broken. Just as when we sin, it separates us from God, and our relationship with him seems broken. Because of the sin he carried, he felt away from his Father, but no, God did not leave him. No. Will he ever leave us or forsake us? Because our God is faithful and true. The second reading is from John's Gospel. And it says, later, knowing that all was completed and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put a sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Sin doesn't disappear, and the Jews were frequently offering animal sacrifices to God so that they could be forgiven. Finished is the same as saying paid. in full, complete. Jesus came to be that once and for all sacrifice for our sins. He came to finish God's plan of salvation for his people, which God had provided for since the beginning when Adam and Eve disobeyed him. Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. And even though Jesus was in excruciating pain on that cross, he forgave all those who had persecuted and killed him. He could still think of other people. And this is something we as his disciples should try to remember today. Often we need to forgive others for their actions and their behavior to us. Sometimes the disputes are not our fault. But if Jesus can forgive, as he did, in all that pain on that cross, then I ask, how can we do any less? God's grace will be sufficient for our needs. And the last one is Mark 15. And this one tells us that the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." It was over. 33 years of life, 3 years of ministry, 7 days of turmoil, and 6 hours of agony were finally ended. It talks about the curtain because a heavy curtain hung in the temple and it was recognized by the Jews as separating the most holy place and the most holy God from sinful people. Only the high priest could talk with God on behalf of the people, and the people were never allowed behind that curtain. When Jesus died, the curtain was torn in two, which meant that there was no longer anything between God and his people. They didn't need a high priest to speak for them anymore. Jesus' death had opened a direct path to God for his people, which drastically and forever changed the possibility of a personal relationship with God. We often take for granted, don't we, that we can talk to the Lord at any time and anywhere, and he's always there and he's always listening. But it is only through God's grace and provision through Jesus that this is possible. He is always there to listen to us. So let us use that relationship in prayer, remembering the cost to Jesus to provide this path for us. Jesus' followers on that day at the cross, they would be devastated. They would be afraid, absolutely lost, immersed in darkness with no direction and no saviour. They had put their hope and trust in this man they thought to be their Messiah. And here he was, dying just like the two men on either side of him, on a wooden cross of prayer. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, on the cross you were obedient to your Father in facing death to win for us eternal life. May we be strengthened to follow your example of selfless love and service. And as your love lives in us by your Holy Spirit, may we love one another for the sake of Jesus Christ, our crucified Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you always hear our prayers and that you always answer our prayers. Not always in the way we want them answered, not always when we answer, but you always do. look after your